This is Dr. Brandon Hawkins, CTA for patient Blanca, B-L-A-N-T-A, last name G-A-L-I-N-D-O, medical record number 74089. Date of identification is 1-18-13, patient versus 39. This is it as a new patient who is a 23-year-old female complaining of severe pain associated to the medial and lateral borders of the right and left great toe. Patient states it has been present for approximately 2 weeks in duration, has progressively gotten more painful. At this time, due to the fact the patient is a cast pain patient is requesting that only conservative treatment be used. Previous hospitalization surgeries include a C-section. Current medications, none. Allergies or drug allergies, abuse systems is non-contributory. Social history is non-contributory. Family history is non-contributory. Objective of dermatologic fundization of the lower extremity. At this time, there's signs of incurvation of the medial lateral borders of the right and left great toe with perilabial erythema and edema, as well as signs of purulent discharge. There's pain on palpation. Skin otherwise shows no other signs of abrasions, scoriations, lesions, lacerations, or signs of contusions. Vasculature shows a hyperemic response associated to the first toe bilateral, but all of the digits are normotropic and are normal, show normal response time. Neurological sensation at this time is intact, both sharp of labrador protective sensation, as well as deep tendon reflexes both to the Achilles and patellar tendon region. Assessment number one is severe painful affected ingrown toenails to the medial lateral borders of the right and left great toe, pneumonic onychoptosis and paronychia, pneumonic cellulitis and edema. Plan number one, patient was examined. Number next, at this time, patient was advised of conservative and surgical options. At this time, patient opted for conservative treatment due to the fact that patient did not have the cash. At this time, patient was given oral antibiotics as well as samples of anti-inflammatories and advised on soaking instructions and given written and oral instructions in regards to this. At this time, when patient is available for surgical procedure, patient will be scheduled. At this time, patient will return to clinic at TRN.